Right, yeah. Okay, everybody. Today's daf is daf Pei Gimel. We're holding the final line on Pei Beis Amid Beis, where Rav Yosef responded on the last line, Amalei Ano Lo Yodana Elo Uvda Hava Bedura Dereyesa. Now, what is this all about? So you recall, we said in our Mishnah that if a person goes and buys three Ilonis, automatically, together with the three Ilonis, Yesh Loi Karka. And the Gemara said, okay, what does that mean, Tachos? What's meant Yesh Loi Karka? How much is that? So we have back on the bottom of Pei Beis Omer, Aleph Omer, Pchia Bar Abba Omer, Rabbi Yochanan, Harizekona Tachteyen, underneath the trees, meaning underneath, Rashi says, Rishbam says, the Iker, means under the Shiroshim, as well as the Noifois, under all of the foliage, all the branches. He is coin of that. Ubeinayan, and between one tree and the other. Bechutzlehen, and the Arum and Arum, around the trees. Kumlei Oira Vesaloi. What's Kumlei Oira Vesaloi? The person who's going to harvest the figs, or for that matter, any of the other fruits, and he's carrying his sal, you have to give him enough room to be able to go around the tree, be able to cut the fruits when it's time for harvest, and collect them in his basket. Okay, that's very fine. Now the focus of the Gemara over the last few lines in Pei Beis Amid Beis is we're saying Beinehen. What is this Shir Beinehen? And the Gemara knows that it's a double poshet that if you have the three trees clustered together within 3 inches of each other, these three trees cannot exist. The reason is because each one has to have enough room to expand and to grow. And therefore, if they are in fact clustered so quickly or so closely together, the Gemara assumes that these are lemekar koi, that there's just a matter of time that one or more of these trees is going to be uprooted and transplanted elsewhere.
Nursery.
Oh, just like a nursery, exactly. You have three saplings. Very, very good. So if they are too closely together, they don't get karka. If they're far apart, also ain't like karka. It's almost like I bought three trees, one in California, one in Arizona, one in Texas. Oh, I bought three trees, I should have karka from California all the way to Texas. Come on, that doesn't make sense. So there has to be some minimum amount of space and some maximum amount of space. And the amount of space, said the Gemara, is a machloikis between Rabbi Yosef and Rav Nachman. If you want to take a quick look once again, the Kamihei Beinayan. This is 5 lines before the wide lines of yesterday's Pei Beis Amid Beis. The Kamihei Beinayan, how much does the Mishnah mean, or how much does Rabbi Yochanan mean when it says that you're going to go and get Tachtein Ubeinayan, you're going to get Karka? So we had a machlokes. Rabbi Yosef said, Rabbi Yosef, Gidom, Shmuel, the Arba Amos at Shmoina, the minimum is 4 Amos, the maximum is 8. In other words, if it's 3 Amos, or if it's 9 Amos in between, Ein Loi Karka. He only gets Karka if the distance among the three is between 4 and 8. From 8 until 16. Okay, machlokes. 4 to 8, 8 to 16.
It's interesting, both have a name of Shmuel.
Yes, exactly. So there's a machlokes, what Shmuel really held. Amalei by the Rav Yosef. Like Tifzga Leide Rav Nachman. Don't argue with Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman has a Mishnah on his side, which is crystal clear. Did Namasisa Kavase. What's that Mishnah? We'll just go over it again because the Gemara is going to focus on it shortly. We're now on the first wide line of Pei Beis Amid Beis. Then now we have a Mishnah Maseches Kelayim. We all know that you're not allowed to go and mix Chitas Oyre V'Chartzon, which means grain seeds together with the seeds of grapes. You can't mix those together. They're going to grow together. No good. However, if there is sufficient space between one and the other, or if it's not called a kerem, even though a person planted some seeds here and there, but it's not a kerem, then there is no din of kelayim. Of course, kelayim is a complicated subject, but for our purposes, all we have to know, says the Mishnah, Hariteis Karme Sheish Esrei Amah Sheish Esrei Amah. What happens if a person planted the vines of a kerem, and there were 16 amas between one row of vines and the next row of vines? 16 amas, mutlav yizel l'sham. Then you're allowed to go and plant in the middle the chitim or the sa'irim, because the kerem is so far apart, there's space in between to go and plant your grain seeds. Omer of Yehuda, Masav Tzalmon. I'll tell you a famous story that happened in the town of Tzalmon. B'echad shenotis karmi sheish esrei yama, sheish esrei yama. Somebody, in fact, did, like we just said, 16 by 16. And he wanted to make it crystal clear that there is no overage overlapping between the grain and between the vines of the grapes of the vineyard. So what do? Every single year we go and take like a comb or a brush. What he would do is he would make sure to go and turn the vines one towards the right and one towards the left so that there would be as much open, empty space as possible. That empty space he did near. Near means he went and plowed it. And now he's able to go and plant it because it was a full 16 amos between one and the other. However, to the right and to the left of that space, he did not plant. Why not? Because since the vines were overlapping on the other side, even if there was space of 16, unfortunately, because of the vines and because of the grapes, he felt that that would cause potential kilayim confusion, and therefore he left that fallow. Also because the custom was to leave have a rotation year after year. One year you planted, one year you left it fallow. Good. So anyway, so each year he did the same thing. Pushed them aside. Now we have this empty space of the karka of 16 by 16. Vizreyas and here, and he would go and plant that plowed spot. The next year, then he would push back the vines and the clusters of grapes to the place where the previous year had been nice and open. Now he had these overlapping vines and grapes. And now what he did was to the right and to the left, which last year he had left fallow. Now Bezoras Abur, now he planted those to the right and to the left. So he kept on doing that year after year after year. They said, "Ya, good kitan." They said, "It's fine." Anyway, what do I see from this? We see from this that when it comes to fields, the maximum vis-a-vis that it should be have a Trida Shem, a field, is 16. So therefore, we have now brought a raya to at least one of the two parts of Rav Nachman. Right? We have 4 and 8 according to Rav Yosef. We have 8 and 16 according to Rav Nachman. Therefore, Abaye said to Rav Yosef, don't argue with Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman has a Mishnah on the 16 parts, the Shemoyne Bat Sheshes.
How does Rav Nachman citing this law about Kalayim prove that the trees are konikarka within 16? What's the logical?
He's trying to show what the normal size of a field is.
Thank you.
Good. Amalei anoli adana el uvdahav. So when Rav Yosef heard this from Abaye, he was not intimidated, and rather he said, "I'm not sure about the Mishnah that you're quoting, but I will go and tell you about a real life story that happened not too long ago." Uvdahav bedur dereisa. There was a story that happened in the town. Rashbam says there on top of Ir Shel Royim, back on Chafei when we had the Rashi. Rashi said it's either the name of a town called Dur dereisa, or it's like Yisrael, right? Rashi over there brought both pshatim. But here we only bring this one pshat. So Dereis means a door, an ear, a city where you had a lot of shepherds living in that city. Okay, so what was the story in that story? First, they come to Rabbi Yehuda. They came in front of Rabbi Yehuda. What was the story? Someone had sold 3 trees to someone else. There was less than 8 amos among those trees. And the question is he koine karka, yes or no? The amalei zil havli kamloi bakar v'kelev. Go and give him space. Since he bought 3 trees, says Rishba, he should go and give him in between them, b'neyam, the shiur of kamloi bakar v'kelev. Kamloi bakar v'kelev means the room that you need for 2 bakar, oxen, to go with their kelev, the plows, or their wagons, for purposes of either plowing, or for purposes of harvesting, to be able to go through the field and pluck out and cut all of the tvua or what have you and put it into the kelev. It's very nice that Rav Yehuda says, okay, give him kelev bakar v'kelev, but how much is that? You know, tachlis. What does it mean? Since I heard another Mishnah, which stated in the Mishnah, we had that earlier on in our Masechta back in Lo Yachpar, that if you have 2 adjoining neighbors, nobody should go and plant an ilan right next to the border, because what's going to happen is, number one, because of the shrushim, but here we're not focusing on the shrushim, here we're focusing much more on the fact that you need some space to be able to work on the avoidus akorim or the avoidus ha'ilonois, you need room around the ilan to make sure from time to time to be able to prune it, to be able to go and dig ditches underneath it for purposes of irrigation, whatever you need in terms of the growth of the ilan. So you have to be machi dalaramas for the more called an avoidus akorim. It doesn't have to be dafka karim, but that's the expression. Betoni Allah, and it says in the Braisa about this Hirchi Mene Dalaramis, you know why? So I see now when we're talking about trees and working with trees, you have to give space of four amas. Amina, if that's the case, Shemamina, I see that the shear of Kumaybaka Caleb is Dalad Amois. Ah, so therefore if Yosef says, I have a raya to me. Now, I don't have a raya directly from a Mishnah that says that the size of a field is 4 amas. But what I do have a raya is from a story that happened, Bedura Dereyesa. This is a story which is in the Amiraic times, in times of Amiraic. This is not from the Mishnah. The Mishnah that we had before with the Maisa B'Tzalmain, that was a story in the Mishnah. And that was Rebbe Yehuda. What's Rebbe Yehuda, the Tana Rebbe Yehuda?
It's Tana Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Eloi.
Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloi. So this is Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloi who told us a story that happened, but Salmon, that's in the Mishnah. Here Rabbi Yosef is responding about a story that happened now in the times of Amiroim with Rabbi Yehuda.
And Rabbi Yehuda is Bar Yecheskel.
Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yecheskel. And what did he say? That when you buy 3 trees, you have to go and give Beinayan Kamalei Baka V'Kelev. I don't know how much Kamalei Baka V'Kelev is, but I put together the Mishnah and the Braisa back from Le Achbar. And the price on that Mishnah that Favuidus Akarim, you need Dalar Amois, so therefore, Malay Baka Vakalev also means Dalar Amois. So between the 3 trees, it's got to be 4 Amois, 4 Amos. Aha. And therefore, that's obviously not like Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman said 8 to 16. It was Rav Yosef that said 4 to 8. Oh, so I have my raya for the 4 from this story that happened with Dura Dereyesa, together with that Mishnah and Braisa that fill in the blanks as to how much is Lei Baka Bekele. Freitzi Mara, Ukra V'yosef Miloi Tanan. Why do we have to bring a Raya from Adura Dereyesim at Amaisa from Rabbi Yehuda? We have to define what means Lei Baka Bekele. I have a Mishnah like Rav Yosef. Now, which Mishnah have there, Rav Yosef? This that we're going to quote now is the second part of the Mishnah that we had here on the Amid Beis. Maybe here on the Amid Beis when we quoted that Mishnah in Mesechus Kalayim, we quoted the Reisha and Iteas Karmai Shesh Esrei Amma Al Shesh Esrei Amma. Well, guess what? Now we are quoting the Sefer. In fact, for those of you that like to look at the Maseres Hashas, you see on the Amud Beis there was a Zayin and Iteas Karmai Shesh Esrei Amma. You look at the Maseres Hashas here on Pei Beis Amud Beis, that was Kalayim Perik Dalad Mishnah Tes. And now we're getting to Miloy Tanan Beis. You look here Maseres Hashas Kalayim Perik Dalad Mishnah Tes. It's the very same Mishnah. And what does the Mishnah say? Although the Tanakhama gave a shiur of 16 by 16, the Meir Shimon Oyma Matthias Karma Shmoina Amos Shmoina Al Shmoina Mutal Havi Zer L'Sham. Ah, the size of field vis-a-vis Hilchas Kalayim, and by derivation for our purposes as well, is a shiur of 8 by 8. And that being the case, instead of Abaya kind of admonishing Rav Yosef and saying, don't argue with Rav Nachman, he has a Befeirish Mishnah like himself. Rav Yosef could say, hey, by the way, look at the end of that Mishnah. The Sefer is just like me, 8 by 8. Zoy Bazoy, Abaya presumably knew the entire Mishnah, not just the Reisha, but also the Sefer. So why is he bringing a Raya to Rav Nachman from the Reisha? He should say, Rav Yosef, you struck a home run. We have a Mishnah just like you, Rav Meir and Rav Shimon. And for the more, I'll tell you why Abaya quoted from the Reisha of the Mishnah. When you have a machloikis tanoim, you don't know what the halacha is going to be. There were very, very few Rambams or Shulchan Aruchs printed at the time. They didn't have that famous Rambam school, but we have the famous lecturers. And so therefore, they didn't have that. So how are we going to go and paskin? So we have a machloikis in the mission between a Tanakama and between a Meir Reb Shimon, says Abaya, then I'd rather go with a Tanakama because it's a Tanya, it's not a Tanya Messiah, it's a Maisa Rav. The Maaser Rav tells us that at the time of the Mishnah, when there was a Machlokes, there were Rabbanim, Tanoim, etc. that were paskening Halacha LeMaaser in Tzalmon like the Reisha. So therefore, that gives more support, says Abaya, to the view of Rav Nachman, as opposed to the view of Rav Yosef. What does that mean? Again, each one of them has two shiurim, the 4 to 8 and the 8 to 16. So we've only supported the 16 from down below. We've supported the 4 from up above. The Gemara calls the 4 ritzufim. Ritzufim means that they're clustered. Ufazar means that they're spread out. So now we want to support both 4 to 8 as well as 8 to 16. So Zok Yimar. Bishlamin Rav Yosef. Alib Rav Shimon. Shaminalim Fazam Shaminalim Ritzufim. Kun Rav Yosef. Kun Rav Shimon. We have both ritzufim. That's the small of the 4, as well as the Mfuzorin, that's the 8. Mfuzorin had the Amar. And Mfuzorin, that it spread out 8, that we have from the Meir Reb Shimon that we just quoted a moment ago, right? Go up 4 or 5 lines. Meir Reb Shimon, Oimim, Neteas Karmish, Moin Amish, Ah! So therefore, Rav Yosef clearly has a right in Mfuzorin from Reb Shimon. Ritzufim Ditnan, as far as Ritzufim, we also find the Mishnah. What Mishnah is that? Kerem Anitu Al Pachas Midal Ad Amis, Einoi Kerem. What happens if you have a kerem, which, again, the Baal HaKerem has pressed all the vines together so that it is planted on a space which is less than 4 amos. Ain't a kerem, dirishim, then there's a nishka kerem. Since a nishka kerem, it's somewhat counterintuitive, but if you were to now go and place chitim seeds on that spot, it would not be kelayim. Well, why wouldn't it be kelayim? After all, grapes and vines and blah, blah, blah. But since it doesn't have a shem kerem, the Torah only asks kelayim when you're planting chitim seeds in a kerem. So even though the grapes are growing and the vines are growing, you know, it's all together. No, says Reb Shimon, you're not oy v'ilchas kelayim because it's less than dollar, less than dollar. V'chomo maimrim kerem, it is a kerem. V'roin esum tzoyin kilu einan. What we're going to do is, you're right, all of these vines are clustered together in this small little space. What we're going to do is, we're going to look at the outer one and the outer ones from, but let's assume that you have 3 vines all together clustered in these dalarams. So go and deem the middle ones kilu einan, because the Gemara assumes that they're not going to be able to grow properly anyway. They're oimei le'oker, says the Rishbam. So even though at the moment they're there, and at the moment this is not a proper kerem, anybody that knows anything about the grape or wine industry comes by and say, yeah, the guy's a klutz, a mishigana, go and push all of these together, man, it's not going to grow. So therefore, the middle ones certainly is going to be lemekar koi. Nevertheless, in the chachamim, because it's an isur of kelayim, I have to be machmir, and I will deem the middle ones as if they've already been nekar, and so therefore I do have a kerem from, after all, from the right and from the left, even though it's stuck, they have these additional vines in the middle. Anyway, what do I see from this? Reb Shimon of the Reisha says that the shear is Dalar Amis. Oh, so now I have Reb Shimon on both sides of the equation, according to Reb Yosef. I have Reb Shimon that just said it's a Dalar Amis shear, and I have the Reb Shimon before that said it's a Shmoina Amis shear, so it's 4 to 8. Ah, Amachayis says Reb Yosef, I have Mishnayis, both like me. El Reb Nachman Alibid Rabbanon, Mufuzorn Sheminalei, Ritzufin Misham Binanlei. According to Reb Nachman, according to Rabbanon, he knows the Mfuzar. Now who's the Rabbanon? That's the Rabbanon, that's the Mishnah that we began today, that we left over yesterday. And that is the ratio of this Mishnah of Rabbi Reb Shimon, where it says, Taka 16 by 16, mit the Mas and mit Salamoin. So I have that Rabbanon that says 16, that's the Mfuzar. The question is, Ritzuf Misham Binanlei, how does he know the 8 to 16? We don't have a Raya from any of these Mishnayas for 8. Says he more, it's a Svaro. Since according to Reb Shimon, the Ritzufin is exactly half of the Mufuzar, and it's 4 is half of 8. So it's Mestaber that 8 is half of 16. So I'm not sure I really understand this Svara, because after all, you know, is it considered to be clustered trees or not clustered trees? To be able to go and say because it's half. But the Gemara says that that's
this one. From 4 to 16, isn't it 8 to 16?
Very good. Very good. Shkoyach. Amar Rava. What does Rava say? Hilchasa. Please read it. Who just said that from 4 to 16? Mami Shemachavin to Rava. Oh, 4 to 16. Beautiful.
Anchor, we have a peg for a 4, we have a peg for a 16. And
says Rejbam. And according to Rava, we do not say this Svara, that because according to Rav Yosef, it's half 8, sorry, 4 is half of 8, then according to Nachman, 8 is half of 6. We don't say that svara of that svara that we just said. So therefore, what do we say? We say from 4 to 16, we do have a rai from 4 from the previous mission from Shimon. We have a rai from 16 from down below, so we take 4 to 16. And Tanya Kavasa the Rabbah, I have a befeish rai to Rabbah from a braisa. Kama yu mikuravin for purposes of the karka beinayan, what's the shir? Mikuravin, the closest is arba amis. Kama yu meruchokin, what's the furthest? Sheish esrei. Harizekone karka vesilonisha beinayan. Besides the three primary ilonis that you bought. If there are smaller trees, and we're going to see later on the Gemara even larger trees, but in the meantime, any smaller trees there, everything is included in that space of the 4 to 16. Continues the Braisa. So we've already now concluded, we have a beautiful Braisa like Rava, Nishta Zovi Rabbi Yosef, Nishta Zovi Rabbi Nachman, but in a sense, Yavi Kosar Shlishi Vachriya Bein Neyon, it's not 4 to 8, not 8 to 16, but it's 4 to 16.
If we deem the trees in between as if they're already Nekar, why can someone, if he buys trees, the three anchoring trees in the area, acquire the trees inside? Let's say the Mocher said, well, those I didn't sell you because they're deemed to be already uprooted and I intend to uproot them and remove them. Mm-hmm. Why is he acquired them? It says, the Esar Ilonos of Benehem. Those should not be...
Presumably the Mocher should have so specified. Since we know the loch is between 4 and 8, or 4 and 16, you automatically get the carcass, you get all the rights. Remember this, in a sense, starts talking about your mineral rights that you spoke about yesterday. Yesterday we were confident not only do you get the trees, but you even get the mineral rights and the oil rights and all that. Now the Gemara is saying, you get a couple of trees, now you get all upset about it. But the point is that... Mucher Yoy says every day is a different day.
Don't dwell on the past.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, but the point is that once you say Kanakarka, that means the surface together with any type of growth which is coming out of
the surface.
On the surface. Okay. Anyway, Lefichach Yavish Ilan. So now back to the Braisa, finishing off the Braisa. Lefichach. Therefore, Yavish Ilan. Oy Niktzatz, Yesh Lekarka. That's the whole Indian of Yesh Lekarka. Not the whole Indian, but that's one of the major Indian of the Yesh Lekarka, that even when these Ilanas dry out and go, what you go do is plant brand new ones, because the old Lekarka, then once these trees dry out, then you have no right to replant anything. Good. Now that's when you have Taka the 4 to the 16. What happens if you can't? Yes, or can't, if you have less than 4 more than 16. Oy, Shalokham Zeachazeh. What happens if he didn't buy the three trees as one lot? First he bought today one tree, tomorrow another tree, the next day another tree. I said, Loy Gonalisakarakwa Silanishabin, he didn't buy anything. Not except for the three trees. Vich Yabish Ilan Nikzats, Ein Loy Karka. Very good. So, all pretty straightforward. Now we have Rabbi Yemi. We haven't had Rabbi Yemi in a long time. Because we threw him out of his marriage. Well, he kind of crept in. So, boy, Rabbi Yemi. So, Rabbi Yemi now asked the following question. We keep on talking about these Shiurim 4 to 8 and 8 to 16 and 4 to 16. Kishur Moided, how do you exactly measure it? Yimakim Katsur Moided or Yimakim Rochav Moided? As you know, when you're looking at a tree, if you haven't looked at trees recently, go in Central Park or Riverside Park or wherever, and you see that typically at the bottom of the tree, the trunk is wider than the tree trunk as you keep on going higher. As you go higher and higher, the tree tends to shrink a little bit. Not necessarily a lot, but at least usually a little bit. Down below is usually wider, up above is usually a little bit narrower. So that being the case, when I'm measuring my 4 to 16, according to Rava's Psak, do I measure from down below, where you have wide trunks on the bottom, or do you go and measure it from up above, where it's a little bit skinnier? Omle Ravina Beksil, Ravashi, Toshima, the Tredmin, Araya, that now we learned in the Mishnah. Harechuva Shebekeven, Eina Moidin, Elam, the Iker Hashani. What's my Rechuva Shebekeven? Rechuva is from a Russian, like Esrik Hamurkov, that you mark if you're grafting one on the other. And Rishbam says over here, we're talking about grafting a new vine on top of an old vine, and presumably that gives it more stability and more strength and what have you. Probably the old vine is an alter vine. It's probably now it's a vine. It's no longer strong like it was initially. So now you're engrafting a brand new vine to give new nutrients and minerals and reinforcement, strength, whatever it is. Shine. So now when we are making a medida to try to determine the dimensions of a kerem, and Rishbam reminds us that in the minimum of a keren in terms of its structure, it would be shtayim keneged shtayim v'achas yoytze zana, five altogether. You have, in other words, two parallel vines, and one coming out like a tail. That's the minimum shear of a gefen. Anyway, zerachum shebegefen ein amoyde el mi ikar hasheni. When you are trying to determine the space in between the mushal of four amas in between one side and the other, then you don't look at the upper or the lower, but you look at the middle. Now, I'm not exactly sure how it works with vines. On trees, of course, you have a simple situation where the Gemara said down below it's nice and wide. As you go higher and higher and higher, the trunk gets a little bit skinnier, so it's narrower. And then in the middle, you have what's called a knot. You know what a knot in the tree is? K-N-O-T, it's recognizable. And therefore, our Gemara is saying is, don't be moided from all the way on top. Don't be moided all the way at the bottom. Be moided in the middle, from the middle knot. The Gemara is suggesting as if there are three knots in the tree. I think it means three knots.
It's not from the bottom, not from the top. But
exactly, not from the bottom, not from the top, but from the middle knot. Exactly, very well. Beautiful. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so the same thing applies to vines, apparently. There are also these three places where you could go and measure, the upper, the lower, and in the middle. So, same thing over here. The
vine has a knot, too.
That's what I think. I'm not familiar with it. I'm not familiar with the structure of knots. Trees, obviously, you can see the knots. I would have thought that vines don't have that, but apparently they have that or something akin to it. You'd have to ask a person who is an agriculturalist.
When you buy grapes, you see the little nodes that the clusters branch out from. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's was referring to large nodes.
Okay. Anyway, getting back to Boy Rabbi Yemiya. Rabbi Yemiya has now another shaila. Mochaloi shloisha badi ilan ma. What happens if he sold them three badi ilan? Now, three badi ilan means that if you can see the entire tree, you see where it's growing from the ground, and it is split up into three trees, all with a common base, but three trunks growing out of that base. Normally you don't see something like that, because, as Imo will explain in a moment, what happens if afterwards it gets concealed by soil, where he spoke about yesterday, about the sirtoin or shirtoin, where it blew a lot of topsoil on, and it covered over the bottom of the tree, so you don't really see that there are three trees growing out. From one root. But that's what was happening over here. You had three trees, shloisha badi ilan, all coming out from one base. Now, it cannot be that the three are very close to one another, because if one is very close to another, then you're not going to have the shear of the minimum of four amas. Everybody agrees it's going to be at least four amas. Nachman says it's going to be eight amas. Okay, but at least four. So you have to have between one and the other, and the other, that there are four amas. What would you say? Would you say that this is deemed to be three separate trees, and the three separate trees allows you to have karka? Or do you say, no, go further down below, and you're going to go and see that it all comes from one base root, really, like one trunk split up into three trunks, so that it's only one tree. If it's only one tree, then you ain't like karka. Let's take a quick look at the Rishvam. Second wide line, all the way in the bottom. Second wide line. Gimel bad ilan. Ilan echad mochaloi. Sheesh loy sholish badim. Meruchokim zemizeh dalar amas. It had three trunks coming out of this single trunk of some sort. And in the there's a space between each one dalar amas. The hella hakarka, shirtoin or sirtoin. Now soil, topsoil has been brought from somewhere else. Like a big storm came and brought tons of dirt from somewhere else. At the time of the Mechira, now it looks like three Elanos. In other words, these have been growing from the ground now for the last two or three or four years. People that remember that was coming out all from one little shoydish on the bottom. However, now as a result of all this accumulated dirt and soil, it looks like three bona fide Elanos. Mi ozlin basa gufa ilan timine karabu. Do you look at the gufa ilan, meaning the base, all the way below? And therefore, the ve'in le'karka, it's only one base down below. Since all three have had an opportunity now to establish their own mini bases underneath the karka, by the fact that they're spread out, the akam nechabri metachz karka, even though they're all connected, all three trees, abalamaisa, by all appearances, it looks like three separate trees. So, what then does it have? Is it a din of one tree or three trees? Yesh lekarko, ain't lekarko.
Then we have that with the gezel yesterday and the day before. Mm-hmm. That is that if the topsoil covers the gezel, and it looks like two trees, so it does. And it judges if it's two trees. Yeah. Why are we making a distinction between trees and gefanim?
We didn't judge it as two trees. We said it could be
mistakenly and judged, and therefore adjudicated like the guy bought two trees.
Looks like he has bought karka.
Right.
Exactly. The question was: does it belong to the Bali Elon? Does it belong to the Bali
Sa? But here it's what's the difference between a Geffen and an Elon? I mean, it feels like it's the same fact pattern.
We're not focusing on Elonis and Gefanim now. We're talking about regular trees. And the Maitse, what the Mishnah said was that if you went and bought two trees, and you have one tree growing out of the geza of another tree,
right,
then it's shaloi, it belongs to the Bali Elon. If it grows out of the shroshim, which the Gemara explained yesterday means subterranean from underneath the soil, then it belongs to the balakak. Here we're not asking who it belongs to. Clearly, all three trees used to be one, three branched out, all belong to the balakarka. He's now selling these three as a package deal to his friend, the lokeach. Now the lokeach sits in between one and the other. People know what the history is, and if you dig out the soil, you can still see that there happens to be one common base all the way down below. Question is, what does the status of this three-pronged tree have? You can think of it as like a shin that you have in the trailer.
Yes, yes.
You can move the, just spread them out a little bit, not have them all clustered together. So then you have that shin, or like a, maybe like a W of some sort. What happens then? Do you look at it as one letter, one shin, or do you look at it as having three branches?
Three vavs.
Three vavs. Good. So you have the same thing over here. Do you look upon this as three trees, and therefore you have the karka? You look at the one tree, you don't have karka. It's omelet of kviya mikvexilah vashi toshimat. Now we're going to bring the raya from the gefan. We learned the Mishnah, Mabrach Gimel Gefan, the Kareya Nirin, Lazar Tzadik Oymen, Yesh Benim Tal Ramzat, Shmoyna Mitzafim, Lav Ein Mitzafim. Now what is this all about? This is talking about Mavrich, not Markiv, but Mavrich. Mavrich means that there's another way of spreading vines and creating more clusters of grapes. And that is, once a vine grows very, very long, what they do sometimes is they go and bend over the vine
and submerge it.
Submerge it in the ground. And not just submerge, abyssalah. They give it a fair amount of vine under the ground.
They deep six it, so it's really deep. So it builds new roots.
Good.
From that little node.
Yeah, from that knot, you see? Anyway. So, and when the new one grows out, it becomes a nut bar nut. Okay, that's just a... That's,
I think the nut happens when they cut off, when they're pruning.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a branch, and you see that branch, and you cut it, then it leaves a nut.
Uh-huh. Okay, good. You have to speak to experts in agriculture. Anyway, so the Gemara tells us now, a person took a geffen, and he went and bent it over, and now part of it is submerged. And you were talking about the depth up to 6 feet or whatever it is. Gemara is also talking about the length. In other words, you had a long, long vine, and you put a length of the vine underneath the karka so that it's already 4 amas away from where you originally
submerged it.
And now a new geffen is growing up, Baruch Hashem, on the other side. And so you have these two gefanim, which are 4 amas away, which on the surface look like two separate gefan, but you know what's going on underneath. In fact, it happens to be connected, one long gefan. Oh, so it's parallel to our situation over here, where we have the three vavs attached to the base of the shins, and they're underneath the ground. So from the top of the ground, it looks like three separate trees. Underneath, you can tell that they're one tree. Here too, when you remember the gimel gefan and the akrayim, three parallel gefan, one next to each other, you mabrach each one of them. Shani, we were looking for you. We had so many problems with the grapes. We started to have like a sour grapes over here.
Sour grapes?
Yeah.
We had a problem with not barnats.
Not barnats, exactly.
Oh, there's something grayer than grapes.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, anyway. So, Hamabrach, you can find the Ukrainian near it. You can go and see where you had put it down initially, and you see now the Shroshim, that the other side has now become the Shurash. So what happens is, so I have three gefanim which are parallel to one another with 4 amas in between. What does that get you? Says the blood of Tzadik Oymer, and Yesh B'nei B'tal Ramz HaChmoyna, Mitztarfin, it becomes a Hilchois Kerem. It gets the name of a Kerem. Dimlav ain't mitzvah. However, if it's less than four or more than eight, then it's not mitzvah. It doesn't have a din of a cat. Now, what does he mean about this three gifanim? So says Rishbam, since for a minimum status of a keren, you have to have shtayim keneged shtayim, the echad yoytzi zonav. So if you're only going to be mavrich two gifanim, you're only going to have the benefit of four. So you're not going to have five. So you have to be mavrich three altogether, so then you're going to get six. I taka don't need the six. It would be enough just to have the five. Since I'm being mavrich two gifanim, so he says you're mavrich all three. And as you would, you like to say yesh b'chal masai mana, within six you have the five, so then you have the status of a keren. Anyway, all of that is fascinating. Regarding Hilchoy's vineyards, what does it have to do with us? Just like over there, we say that as long as it's submerged and from the outside, the krayim nirin, it looks like separate vines, regardless of what's going on down below. Here too, it looks like separate trees. You get karka, but again, it has to be at least a shear of four between each one.
Do you remember the roots above the ground?
Wow. Please show that to everybody. Finally found the spirit.
What are we looking at?
New York.
A pun. Yes, a pun. Please.
It's a very, very funny
a visual pun.
I see.
Right? Finally found the square root.
I see. Uh-huh.
You see the square root.
But more relevant,
yes.
It was the roots that are above the ground.
Exactly.
Right?
Right. Beautiful. So Rapapa asked the following. Person owns a field. The field is level, and then he has a meitzer. Meitzer, of course, is the boundary or the border, and Rishbam has told us a number of times throughout the Masechta that typically the meitzer was either elevated an inch or two, or a tefach or two, or it was submerged. So that's how you were able to tell where the field ends and where the meitzer is placed. So the meitzer wasn't on the same level, it was a little bit higher, a little bit lower. And guess what happened? He sold them three trees. Two trees were in the field. One was on the meitzah. Mahu. Are they mitztarif to say that he sold them three trees with yesh le karka? Or do you say, since they're different levels, maybe they're... No, you don't have that zero for karka.
But it was min hametzah.
Min hametzah.
Yes.
That's question number one. Now, let's say you're going to be poishit. Come on, Meitzer is part of his property, so it's elevated. Hina hera batamase, it's mitzdarev. When happens, shnayim b'tech shalevi, echa b'tech shal chabei reymai. When happens, the person owns a field.
He's selling to somebody else.
Yeah.
No, that he cannot do. Chas v'shal. But what happens is that he has a sale arrangement, not arrangement. His next door neighbor, he liked the other guy's tree, apparently very nice fruit, or maybe nice shade, or whatever it was, and he bought from him his tree. Just like we had until now, a person's buying three trees, this individual bought one tree.
With the karka?
With the karka, correct. Yes, very good. So he, on his own property, next to the border, he had two trees. Right over the border on the other side, within 4 to 8 amas, or 4 to 16 amas, etc., there was another tree that belonged to him. The property didn't belong to him, but the Elon and the adjoining karka belonged. You can tell me you buy one tree, you don't get karka.
He specified,
I'm buying a tree with karka. Because if he didn't buy karka, then you wouldn't even have a shayla of yesh b'neiam, four amas, and he gets karka.
It's only two trees.
Only two trees. He doesn't get karka from
the other
side. Two trees plus lumber. So now the question is, I'm at start of two plus one. Look at the bottom, Rishbam. Lim tim tzoloi medekono, in the case of the Meitzar case, shtayim etech shaloi v'yach v'tech shal chaveir emau, kigon shiyesh l'shnei ilonis b'ktei sadeu, he has two on his side, v'yesh l'yadayin ilan echad shikono, v'saw de chaveir ha'samach l'ilonis alolu, he happened to have bought this a month ago, a year ago, 20 years ago, makes the difference, he has an ilan on the other side, v'yesh l'gam ha'karka me'ilan, like you just said, so now as a result, 2 plus 1 is 3, does he get karka mai? Teiku tishbi ataris kushirabai. Boy Rabashi. Now, in the middle of these three trees, there are certain natural features
barriers,
good, all different types of things, as you'll see. Boy Rabashi, bor mausha tafsik. And smack in the middle of these three trees is a bor. Do you say, well, that's a hefsik, so you don't add it together? Amasamai mausha tafsik. Wouldn't amasamai be any different? Why would it be any difference, says Rishbam? Because if you have a bar, you don't necessarily see the water. But if you have an Amas Amayim, you certainly see the water, the brook, the stream that's going through.
It's a visual hefsek.
Good. What happens with Rabban Mahu? What happens if you have a Rishus Rabban anywhere, such as Bam, normally from 4 Amas to 16 Amas in between, we talk a heavier, 4 to 16, and in between the three trees, there's a street that goes down the middle. Would you say that that's mafsik in the middle of this beinehem between the three trees? Mal. Rich with a dikli mal. Rich with dikli, we've had already more before. You had a hedge of, in this case, dekel trees, palm trees, right? Sometimes in Miami you see it, there's certain streets, I think. Palm tree drive. You have a whole bunch of trees, one next to each other. The mamish one next to each other. So now they act as a hedge to act like a machitza. You find it in the various places. Can't have you. Oh, sorry. You don't have.
Use the millenniums too.
Aha. Good. So the point is, some people like to have a lot of privacy on their property, so they go and grow these hedges of trees on the outside of their property. So if you have such a hedge in between the three trees, does it go and is acts as a hefsek? Yes or no? Take a tishbitat. Boimenei hil merabi. Oh, the eres beneim out. What happens if an eres, a nice, beautiful cedar tree, grew out among the three? What would you say? Sukta, I don't understand. All the brishus is a day no effect. Even if he doesn't get mineral rights and he doesn't get rights to go and dig out for oil, but certainly gets the karka. And if the karka is an eris grew out, no, it's the chzan eris. Avada belongs to him. What's his shaila? Elohoye eris beinayan mao. Oh, not that he went and bought the three trees, and in the middle you have that, you have the karka, and then eris grew out subsequently. But in the middle of the three trees, there was an eres that was not part of the purchase price and part of the deal. It didn't say in the document.
It doesn't yield fruit, eres.
Okay.
Right. If you bought Paris Dekel or other type of apple trees.
The eres is for the lumber. Eres is good for the lumber.
Or for the beautiful scenery, if they have nice foliage, you go and sit there.
If you can possession.
Good, anyway, so bottom line is, there was an eres already there previously. Does he get title to that eres, yes or no? Mahu amalei kana v'kana, yes, he's kana. Now, it's not just he's emphasizing kana twice. He means to say, number one, he was kana v'karka. It's not a hefsik. And kana is also kana the eres. It's not, not only is it not mafsik, it's part of his purchase deal. I mean, not only did he buy the three trees and the karka b'nei, but also the eres tree in between also is part of the whole package.
He would, because that's what it's for.
Because he would, of course, yeah. Okay, Zogim Arbaita. Kate said, hey, Naimtim. So until now, we talked about the trees. Now, exactly what was the formation of the trees? Machlik is Rav Shmuel. Rav Omer Kishura. Shura means one next to each other. One. Just make sure that between one and the next is at least four up to 16. Shmuel Omer Kachatsuva. No, more like a triangle. And you have a rear Rejbam with the nice little picture. See Kishuri, you see the three trees next to each other, and then you see the Chatzuva. You don't have
that.
You don't have it.
If you're a customer, you're the same.
Then you should go and ask.
Oh, here it is. It's
very small.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's a segol. There's a segol.
There's an upside down segol, and a tzera and a chirik.
Yeah.
You have to have a very good imagination.
It's so funny.
Good. I'm glad that you're happy. So let's continue on. So Rav says that three next to each other parallel, and Shmuel says Chatzuva, and it's such a triangular shape, that's where you have to measure the mass of it, the 4 till the 16. So man, the Yom Kishura, Koshki Chatzuva, the one that's Kishura, and then Zichr Chatzuva. Why is Zichr Chatzuva? Because in the middle of the three trees, it's difficult to have access for oxen and plowers to go and plow the field, and then to plant in the field, and to harvest, because after all, wherever you go, you have these three trees surrounding you. It doesn't allow for a lot of room to maneuver. Masha'en came between one tree and the other, if you have between 4 and 16. So then you just plow down the middle, between the two trees, right? If you have small plows, which are not 4 amas wide, just plow through. And even if they are 4 amas, if you have between 4 and 16, so if it's 5, 8, whatever, until 16, you have plenty of room. However, kachatzuv, it's much more complicated to get in to be able to go and plant. So that's the Zimar. When Rav said Kishura, avad kachatzuva is koine the karka beinayin. Umadiyam kachatzuva av the Kishura loy. Shura not, my time, Yishum nimizdara bentayu. there it's relatively easy to go and plant all different types of potatoes, tomatoes, grain, whatever, between one tree and the other, because you have the space of 4, 6, 8, 10, up to 16, so you have enough room to maneuver for planting and plowing and all the rest. So machlokes is machlok Rav Nun al Mandiyam chatzuva my time the loy nizdar bein tayu. Are you telling me the chatzuva that the main reason is that he's koine karka because anyway vis-a-vis the baal hakarka means the original owner, it's really dead property. He really can't use it to be able to go and plant between the three trees. It's more of a headache than the whole thing is worth. Ah, so that seems to be the sort of loy nizdar. Elamiata, let me ask you a question. Onam zoven le flas higi rumaisa. Higi, we had the hini, the higi, those are thorn trees or thorn bushes, really.
As a barrier as we had in the first paragraph.
Exactly. So higi are thorn bushes. Rumaisa means that they're slightly elevated, in other words, not small little bushes, this lehecha. So what happens? You have these three bushes. Now, the lemizdar bein tayu, they happen to be all in a row. And you cannot be Zareh Bein Tayu. You know why you can't be Zareh Bein Tayu? Because it's hazardous. Dangerous. Hazardous. Sure. Anytime a person, a farmer, wants to go between the trees, to go and between the thorn bushes.
It tears clothing.
Can get lacerations. You may have to call up Mendy to come and help him out with Atzula. So therefore, people are not going to plant between them. Would that also automatically give you Karka? Hochanamit Yeshle Karka, because it's Loim Bizdar Bein Tayu. The halacha of three trees is three trees because they are choshev. In addition to the fact that they have the three trees, I also have the situation that it's kechatzuva loy mizdar bein tayu. You cannot easily have access to go and plant among those trees. So since I have both factors, big heavy duty trees and loy mizdar bein tayu, that's the reason why kanakaka. However, if you're missing one of those two, meaning either that if they happen to be Keshura and not Kechatzuva, so therefore there is room in between, or even if people cannot be Mizdar Bein Tayu, but because they happen to be bushes as opposed to trees, so they're not Choshev, even though there is no Zriya Bein Tayu, nevertheless you're not Koine Karka. So you have to have both Indisha, both it has to be choshev trees, as loy mizdar bein tayu. If you only have one or the other, that's not enough to be koine karka. On to the next mishnah. The next mishnah is quite straightforward. A lot of it is devarim pshutim. Says the mishnah, hamicha rosh behima gasa leimocha es haraglayim, mochz raglayim leimocha es harosh. We're talking about, says Rishbam, minig hamokayim. Many mekoymis had that minig. Both the Roish and the Raglayim are obviously not the most desirable parts of the animal in terms of eating. Now when it comes Rosh Hashanah, a lot of people buy the Roish Behema to be able to go and make a Yerutzin, right? That Shem should be able to on him. Exactly. However, we're talking throughout the year where buying a Roish or buying Raglayim is not that popular. In many places, when you bought one, the other one did or did not go as part of the package. Mm-hmm. In other words, you had the ikar and the tafel. So our Mishnah says, when you're talking about behem megasa, the roish is a dover choshev, if you will. The reglaim is dover choshev. In other words, each one of them, is in just in terms of the volume and the weight, it's large mass. So when you buy a roish, reglaim is not included. Machas reglaim li machas roish li, roish is not included. Mochas a kana. Kana, of course, means a windpipe. But Rishbam says we don't mean a windpipe. What we meant is the windpipe attached to the lungs. So that's all part and parcel of what he's buying. But he doesn't get the liver together with it. You only get the windpipe together with the rea, but not the kove.
You get the bronchi and the alveoli.
Exactly.
And the trachea.
Okay. Anyway, the point is, but you do not, so not, when you get the wind pipe, you do not get the covet as a windfall together with the kana. I thought you were going to say that. Okay. Anyway, mochas a kana, mochas a covet, mochas a kana. But that's by the gasa. Avbedaka, mochas a roish, mochas a reglaim. Those are much smaller. So the reglaim go along for the ride, so to speak. Mochas a reglaim, mochas a roish. Because the roish is the dover chashiv. the reglaim are not so chashiv, so the reglaim you throw in together with the roish, but you don't throw in the roish together with the reglaim. Mocher zekana, mocher es hakoved. However, mocher zekoved, le mocher es hakoved. Rishbam says it really depends on the minig of mokum. If you look at the first Rishbam, right before the wide lines, le mocher zekoved, le mocher zekoved, le mocher zekoved, le it really depends what's the minig hamakom. Some places the raglaim went along for the ride, and some places it didn't. So our Mishnah is talking about the standard, normal, regular minog, or where there was no established minog. There's a fundamental difference between behema gasa and a behema daka. Behema gasa, since each one the volume is large, when you buy one, the other one is not included. The behema daka, since each one of them is relatively small. So with the roish, the reglaim were included. But the reglaim, the roish was not included. He bought the kana, the kavi was included. He bought the kavi, the kana was not included. Fine. Next tikkun. Arba midois b'moichrim. When you have four, there are four different types of midois by a transaction. When you say midois means the result of a transaction with something has gone awry. Sometimes the mocher can change his mind. Sometimes the lokeach can change his mind. Sometimes both of them can change their minds. And sometimes neither can change their mind. And now the Mishnah gives very straightforward examples. They agreed to go and buy chitim, triple A superior chitim.
Wow.
And guess what happens? He delivered to him rois, single A, or triple X, not triple A. Mm-hmm. So what happens now? Lokeach yachal after that. He could say, "Mister, look at the contract. I bought triple A Seminole wheat or whatever it is, and you now sold me triple X or single A or whatever it is. No good." So the lekeach can, the moich has no right to change his mind. Lekeach has a right to change his mind because lekeach has been nisana, he's been jipped. wanted your fish.
Feels like this should be in Baba Metzia.
Yeah, I don't know. Presumably, it comes in because of the first part. Remember, our mission talks of moich sasvina. Then, what did you sell together with the Sfina? The mast and the flag, and not the flag, the sail, and the oars, and the anchor. Okay. So now we're saying...
That makes sense in terms of the ration of this Mishnah. In terms of the safe...
No, for sure.
Okay. Mocher Peros is the next parak. I expect to find something like this.
Okay. What can I tell you? Anyway, so Armis from Moichim, he sold them Chitim Yafes and Teroi, so the Kiach Yochalachsim. What happens if the other way around? Shkoyach Shari, that was... Great action. You're beautiful. You did a wonderful job.
It was my turn.
Roy, for them to the office. What happens if they agreed to go and sell tak a single A?
Cheap.
And then that was going to be the price for cheap, inferior quality, not triple A, but single A. And them to the office, and after it turns out, it came out much better than I expected. Then Moichi Yochalachsa, by Moichi says, this is not single A. I've been in this business for 25 years. I can tell you, this is triple A stuff. This is the shenster, this is the best. It's really yoffer and a yoffer. And therefore, what's it? The moichi yochalachsme. Rois and him to rois. What happens? We sold rois and it turned out to be rois. Yoy to the office and the office. And when yochalachsme, boy, choy, that's dvorim pshutim. Why does the Mishnah have to say it? So either it says it, you know, just to.
Symmetry.
Exactly, to put the whole case together. And Rishbam says also what happens if the price went up and the price went down, unrelated to the fact that it was rois and yoffer, can you go and change your mind or not? So he's telling us, as long as the tfu is the same that you contracted for, Royce, Yoffe, you can't, a deal is a deal. Exactly. Now, what happens if you have, so far we've had three of the cases, meaning, Lekeach Yochalachsabai, Moicha Yochalachsabai, and now Einechem Yochalachsabai. Now we're going to have a case shortly with both. What's the case? Shchamtis Venimtis Levana. They agreed to go and sell reddish or brown wheat or flour, exactly. And then it turned out that it was white. Or the vanim and imtishchamtis, that they agreed for white and turned out it was reddish. Or eitzim shel zayis, what happens if they agreed to go and sell logs of an olive tree?
Of olive wood.
Venim tishchokit shikman, turned out it was sycamore wood. Or shel shikman was sycamore, venim tishchel zayis, it was olive wood. Yayim and imtichoymit, they agreed for wine and then it turned out that it was sour, it was vinegar. They agreed to vinegar and turned out that it was wine. So now, even though each one of these, there is a market for it, There are tons of people that like vinegar and they use it for their salad dressing. And there are tons of people that buy wine because they need it for kiddush or drinking or whatever. So even though all of these are wonderful products, and red wheat is great and white wheat is great, etc., sycamore wood and olive wood, but nevertheless, that's not what they contracted for. They contracted for one thing and not the other thing. Therefore, Shneim Yechon Lassim, and both of them can go and change
their mind. How did it happen that the wrong item was delivered in the contract?
Because he was importing.